This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus.
Hey, Matt Rothschild here, subbing in for Maggie Dawn on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to take your calls or texts at 855-752-4842. We're talking about Kamala Harris's chances, your reaction to the DNC, your reaction to her speech last night, and also the possibility of electing folks here in Wisconsin. I was delighted to have Tara Johnson on in the last half hour, and I'm delighted this half hour to have Christian Phelps on. He's running for the 93rd Assembly. That's a district from Osseo up to Eau Claire and then west halfway to the Mississippi. Christian Phelps, thanks for joining the show.
Thanks for inviting me. And I have to say, I'm kind of chasing Tara around. This is like not the first time in the past week that I've been directly after her on a radio slot. So,
well, I'm glad you and she are getting the attention you deserve. You know, I know you as the comms guy over at Wisconsin Public Education Network, where you've been doing a great job for several years. Why did you decide to take the plunge into politics?
Oh, because, you know, I never really wanted to, but I mean, I've known that the governance we've gotten in Wisconsin for a really long time has been so directly oppositional to what we actually want, need, and deserve in our communities. And so I've known that emotionally, you know, as an individual and as an advocate for myself and my community members. And then in that role at Wisconsin Public Education Network, where I've been communications director, I've really seen the policy side of it. And I've seen how the legislature in Madison that's been gerrymandered to advantage the Republicans for so long has almost 100% of the time been the obstacle and the problem. And so why make this change? Well, because when I saw how different the 93rd looks than how it used to look and how it really should have looked like this all along in the Chippewa Valley, where we have small cities like Eau Claire nestled into large rural communities, you know, our districts should include both urban and rural, and now this one does. We've waited a really long time for this, and this one in particular includes UW-Eau Claire, includes Chippewa Valley Technical College. It is the youngest and most progressive district in the Chippewa Valley in the new maps. And I just saw that and I was like, you know, if we don't take that opportunity for what it is and put somebody with like real policy plans and real communications experience and a lot of energy and who represents a new generation, ideally, we're going to regret it. And so I was like, I guess I don't want to have any regrets. So here we are.
Well, more power to you. And I like this focus on the younger voter. Especially because of the campuses that you just mentioned, but also I got a theory. And the theory is that there are a lot of unregistered voters who are going to register for the first time. And unlike when Trump got elected, those unregistered voters are actually going to be Democratic voters, that Kamala Harris is going to get a lot of first-time voters. And the really good news is they aren't counted in the polls, because pollsters only count likely voters or registered voters. So if you've never voted before, you're invisible to the pollsters. And I just think there's going to be a wave of new Kamala Harris voters and I think Democratic voters up and down the ticket that should help you, Christian. What do you think about that theory?
I think you're right. And I think, you know, I've always had some issues with like the way that pollsters and corporate media portray Wisconsin in the national political landscape, Western Wisconsin in the statewide political landscape. I think that they miss a lot of what you just described. Like, I was born and raised here in Eau Claire, and that's where I live. And, you know, we have really progressive traditions in the foundation of who we are. We have Eau Claire's a very fast-growing city. We have a very multi-generational community here. Rural voters, you know, spoiler alert, what they want is great schools and hospitals. They're not so different from urban voters who also want great schools and hospitals. You know, like, I think there's a real untapped energy that like corporate media and sort of establishment politics often miss. And I have the same theory that you do, that this year is going to be a big year when people learn that we have an opportunity to flip the state assembly, that we have like this sort of page turning going on as far as which generation is in the driver's seat locally, statewide, and nationally. Like that's going to turn out new voters that share our values that we've been living with all along in Wisconsin and here in Western Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean, the media, you know, rural areas are automatically red areas. And it's just not true. It's not true here in Wisconsin in many parts.
No.
And also the idea that there are red areas or blue areas, for that matter,
right,
is a misnomer, because there are, even in Dane County, where I live, you know, there are Trump supporters. There are Trump supporters in the little subdivision, yeah, I'm living in. And yeah, even in the reddest county in Wisconsin, there are a lot of people on the Democratic side and the progressive side that are doing really good work door to door. And I, by the way, I hear you just knocked on a ton of doors in your primary, which you won by all of what, 313 votes or something?
Yeah, I you know, we don't poll at this level, but I tend to think that all those door knocks probably flipped those or turned out those 300 votes that I won the primary by. And it was a really heartening primary process. Like we had a positive primary, nothing got nasty. The voter turnout exceeded like both campaigns and all the experts' expectations. I think that we've really drawn interest because, you know, the 93rd is one of the best pickup opportunities in the whole state for Democrats. And it's really kind of indicative of the opportunity that we could have with these new legislative maps. And when people learn about that, they really start to see a light at the end of this tunnel we've been living in for 14 years. And I think that you know, I just keep thinking about what kind of voter I am and have always been, and like, what kind of candidate do I want to see when I am that kind of voter? I always want the candidate that's just like shows up and is willing to work really hard at weird times and talk to me directly and be themselves. And so like when I agonized over whether to do this and couldn't decide, like when I ultimately decided to do it was when I gave myself permission to be that kind of candidate, you know?
And when you knock on the doors, you know, and people hear your voice and see how young you look, do they ever say, holy smokes, are you even young enough to hold office? Or do you get that kind of reaction? Or are people just encouraged that there's, you know, someone new who cares about your area and cares about the issues? What's your reaction at the doors?
The reaction overall has been super positive in every way. Most people don't have a comment on my age. I appreciate the opportunity to tell everybody that I am 30, and I know I look younger than that. But that does come up sometimes. Most of the time, it's a positive. You know, I think that like especially before Biden dropped out, there was a lot of hand wringing and nervousness about, you know, have we waited too long? Like, have we like missed the opportunity to have a new generation of leaders? And so people are excited to have that opportunity. And for the most part, what voters are looking for is somebody who as closely as possible matches their values, somebody who they can trust to, you know, be a competent legislator, and somebody with enough integrity and honesty to, you know, always explain why they've done what they've done in the legislature and be open-minded enough to changing if they need to change. So age notwithstanding, that is what people are looking for.
I'm speaking with Christian Phelps. I'm Matt Rothschild. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. I went to your website and saw some of the issues you're highlighting, and one of them was legalizing marijuana. I think that's a winning issue, mm-hmm. and I'm wondering why more Democrats aren't making a lot of noise about that issue. How is your articulation of that issue going over?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think, it's not like my number one priority, but it is something that like I join, and you know very well from your work with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign and the Fair Maps Coalition and everybody like that. I think it's something like 64-65% of Wisconsinites support legalizing marijuana right now. Like it's kind of a perfect simplified example of where gerrymandering has been the problem. Like, these things that are so widely popular in a partisan world, it's hard to find things that have over 60% support, but there are some. This is one of them, and it's a simple one to understand. Only gerrymandering could explain why it hasn't become a reality yet. And when I talk about it, I typically talk about it as a criminal justice issue, because that's how I see it. You know, recreational use is not the priority here. It's, you know, it breaks my heart that families, obviously along racial lines and class lines for the most part, continue to be sort of stopped in their potential, broken up, people thrown in prison, jail, you know, kids who can't get a great apartment because their parents still have something on their record for marijuana use or possession. And you know, that kind of thing just makes no sense to me. And so, you know, and I have a hard time finding people who think, yeah, it's really great that there would be kids who are separated from their parents or can't live in a great apartment because of this conviction. And so I'm a big believer in just changing the criminal justice system. And this seems like a very simple and popular place to start.
Christian Phelps, you've mentioned schools, hospitals, criminal justice reform, now marijuana as a side of that. Are there is there another issue or two that you feel strongly about?
Of course. Affordable housing is a big one, you know, in these fast growing regions like the Chippewa Valley and the Eau Claire area in Wisconsin. There has been a skyrocketing in the cost of housing. I think it's another good argument for electing more millennials. You know, I come from the generation that's having to wait a lot longer than our parents or grandparents had to wait in order to be able to afford a house. I'm sitting in my rented apartment right now, you know, doing the same work is resulting in no ability to save up and keep up with the cost of housing. And that's coming up a lot. I think that, you know, the state that has reduced regulation on landlords and has not shared enough revenue with municipalities so that they can work with some of the great housing organizations and agencies that live locally and address homelessness better. The state has a responsibility that it hasn't been living up to on that issue. And I think a lot of the economic concerns that people are feeling right now, including myself, are felt most harshly on housing. And so in addition to public education and addressing the healthcare crisis we have in the Chippewa Valley with the hospital closures, I'd say affordable housing is coming up a lot, and I totally understand why.
Christian Phelps, if someone wants to get involved in your campaign or send you a donation, how do they do that?
Super easy. Phelpscampaign.com is the website. The donate button is there. You can email us at contact@phelpscampaign.com. We're going to keep with this boots on the ground, grassroots campaigning style that won us the primary. It's going to drive voter turnout in the general election. If you can get involved in that in any way, it will honestly make a difference. You saw how many votes we were able to turn out in the summer, and we're going to just like double, triple, quadruple that for the fall.
Christian Phelps, thanks so much for being my guest in the Maggie Dawn Show, and we'll be right back.
Oops, Spurs, to the flow now. Sugar.